purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
I'm Doug Rose, owner of the Green Mamba Jet Dragster. You're listening to Real Racing USA. Be there.
Yeah, Doug Rose, he's quite a character. Stevie, we're back here with Straight Line and with Stevie. I'm Jack Smith, Stevie LeTemp, and I do believe we have Lori Canister hooked up on the line with us, Stevie.
Oh, we sure do. I'll tell you what, we've got a young lady here that is truly one of the forces and will become a force for years and years to come when it comes to alcohol funny car. Lori, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on. This is really great. It's been a long time since I've done this, so bear with me.
No problem there. You talked about a long time. It has been a few years. I looked here at some of the stats on you, and this is your first win since 2002.
Yeah, and it's actually at the same racetrack, too. So it's been exactly 5 years since I have won anything. So it was really cool to go back there again. And actually, that racetrack, we were there, including this year, it was the fifth time I had been there, and we won there 4 of the 5 times. So pretty special to us.
So that track has been extremely good luck for you.
Yes, it has.
Well, I will say this. What better way to get started back with IHRA again than, of course, one of your favorite tracks? Now, this is a team that you're going to be driving for, and I really don't know much about Kevin and Wendy Sims. Can you give me a little background on the car owners and just tell me about this funny car team?
Well, Kevin and Wendy Sims are the two people that actually purchased my funny car when I was done in 2002. They have a product called Cowbones Grillin' Sauce, and actually Ronnie Midget was driving for them for a while, and they were using my funny car as a show car to put on display as they're, you know, trying to market their product, and they ended up parting ways with Ronnie Midget for a time and parked the car and didn't do anything. And then actually 3 weeks ago, I guess it's 3 weeks ago now, they were talking between themselves and decided they wanted to go back drag racing and remembered that when I had left the car at their driveway, I said, if you ever need somebody to drive this car, please call me. And that's how it happened. I mean, literally 3 weeks ago. And they brought the car up to our house, and we went through it, got it all prepped, all ready to go, and my husband took it down to a bare chassis, tore everything apart, and we put it all back together in a week, and then took it down to Bud's Creek, and the rest is history.
Well, tell you about history. How about a 578, 245-mile-an-hour? Welcome back to IHRA Drag Racing.
Wow. It's coming back fast.
Oh, my.
That was awesome because I had not been any faster than 577 in a funny car ever. So to come out with and being my old car, I felt quite at home inside there. So that was comfortable, but just to think that we could come out and even qualify was probably more than what we thought. And then to actually go out and run 4 passes in the 70s and then win the event, it was just unbelievable.
Well, you know, you talk about running 570s. It's like you never left. It's like you just kind of picked up where you left off and just kept right on going. And to run a string of 570s, and it didn't matter whether it was day or night, what the temperature was, humidity was, barometric pressure, nothing. This thing just steadily kept laying out those 570 numbers run after run. So a lot of credit goes there to that guy that does the tuning on it.
Well, yeah, which is my husband. This is his debut as a tuner, if you want to say it that way. You know, he was always the assistant to Jeff Fowler when we were racing before. And, you know, all the years under him, and as much as he's learned, this is like his chance to shine. And he certainly was shining this past weekend. I mean, it was just incredible what he did and what he made that car do for me. That, you know, between the tune-up and me being able to do my job, it was just flawless. I mean, it was pretty incredible. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but you know, I really appreciate the opportunity that the Sims are giving me to get back in my car and get back out there and have a blast with all the people that we've stayed friends with all through these last 5 years. And even, you know, keeping the friendship alive, I've had a friend in Mark Adelisi at Flat Out Gaskets who is coming with us and into this new venture, which is going to pan out through 2008. And so we're going to have support from Flat Out Gaskets also. And he stuck with me in all the other racing I had done in the past, and here he's still going to stick with us into next year. So we're really looking forward to it. I've got a whole new crew to get all of us to get acclimated to each other, which it seemed to work out pretty well this weekend. And my dad's even going to come back and help us out. So he's been dying to get back out there just as much as we have, and I'm just really excited that he's still of good health enough to come along, because he's my oil man, my cleaning man, and my tire man. So I always know that I'm ready to go when my dad's there.
You work your dad pretty hard, it sounds like to me.
My dad works himself too hard. I mean, the rest of us could be done for the night, and he is still cleaning the pit area. So actually, people are pretty jealous when he's around, because they wish they had somebody that worked as hard as he does.
Well, let me ask you a question one time, and a lot of the racers out there were probably wondering this as well. When you get into a funny car and you drop the body down on you, the vision is absolutely terrible, and you have a Lexon windshield on there, and at night there's a lot of glare and a lot of reflection and stuff on it. How is it for you as a driver? What do you feel when you bump up to the first beam? What do you think of as far as how do you visualize yourself going down the track, and what type of things do you see and feel as you go down, you know, to the quarter mile?
Well, the first thing you have to do actually when you go up there is to empty your head. You can't be worrying about anything else but your job. And going into the beams, it's just solid concentration on what you're doing, because in a funny car you have so much to do with having the throttle partway down, trying to work the clutch and holding the brake and try to bump yourself in that way, and then you have to let go of the brake, push down the gas, let go of the clutch, all at the same time, at the right time, I should say. It all has to happen at the same time, or everything goes wrong. As far as the body coming down, when they first put the body down on you, it's actually, to me, a lot more places to see than it was when I was in my dragster. My dragster was serious tunnel vision. I didn't have any side vision at all. It was only out to the front wheels and beyond. I couldn't see anything next to me. When I got in a funny car, I was like, this is a whole different world. I can see a lot of the racetrack. Don't know that I want to, but I can see a lot more of the racetrack. And then that does not bother me. Everybody thinks it would be claustrophobic, where to me, it's actually way more room than I was ever used to. And going down the racetrack, you're just concentrating on hitting the shift when the light comes on, keeping your eyes to the very end of the racetrack, which is what makes you drive straight down the groove. You know, as soon as you start looking other places, you can start driving around, and that could be dangerous.
Well,
that's about it.
Well, that's interesting. I never really thought much about the concentrating on the very end of the drag strip is to use as a focus point to keep the car straight.
That's exactly what you need to do. You have to look for the horizon out there, because you get in trouble if you look over the nose of the car, and you start driving around.
Well, so I'm excited for you. That's some interesting input there. Now, I've often wondered, you say, I sat in some already, never ever drove one, and whenever the top came down, I thought, holy cow. I'm so used to a regular door slammer, and suddenly, oh my gosh, this body's down on you. And basically, you say there's a lot to see. Well, I'm not quite sure. It must have been really bad in the dragster, because what about glare and reflecting off the Lexan?
Yeah, well, the Lexan windshield, a lot of them, if they're new enough, it's not like any, it's no different than looking out any other windshield. It really isn't. I'm actually getting a new windshield for this car because it is kind of old and it's time to be replaced, so I'll even be able to see more. So, but for the most part, the Lexan is not a big deal to look through. We're all used to it because all the cars have them. So it's just something that it's not even thought about. So it's interesting to hear you think that might be an issue to look through, but it really isn't.
Well, the reason I say that, and in fact, Jack, visualize this one time, Jack. You're going 240 mile an hour. This body's shaking. The car is just, you're squeezing the butterfly with everything you got. And the lights are every so many feet down the track. So as you're going down, it's bright dark, bright dark, bright dark. And if it has any type of scratches or anything from cleaning it off, you know that it'll leave like these little mini lines going across there. And the reflection seems like it fans out. And I just can't imagine that you actually feel that you're that comfortable with it. But I guess you have to be, the reality of it is.
Stevie, that just gives you that puts a point on what these folks do, man. Like people like Lori and these guys that go out and do this on a weekend, man. When you're going 4 and 5 seconds down a track like that, you're asking me to visualize something that I couldn't even begin to visualize. It's awesome, man. It's really, really cool. And as I said, you're marveling over it.
And when the funny cars leave, not just Lori but all of them, it's like the earth shakes. And
that's right.
Believe me, these funny cars leave. They're violent.
It's very violent.
They're very violent. And Lori's sitting inside this thing. It's like sitting inside of a stick of dynamite, And you're shaking it. And
it is. It's 3.5 G's, which I understand you're having Clay come on after me, which is. Is my mentor and my favorite driver of all time. He's done wonders for me as a driver, and he feels way more G-force than I do. So, it's quite a wake-up call when you leave the starting line, and it just keeps pulling and pulling and pulling, and out the back door you go. It's just
if your head isn't empty, Lori, if your head isn't empty when you get up there, it will be shortly, right?
That's right. Well, you really have to concentrate in these cars because they can definitely hurt you, and you have to respect them, and you just have to pay attention to what you're doing, and that's what I try to do, and try to do it the best I can because I have always been determined to be the one that don't ever want to hear somebody say I don't belong there, because I really love doing it. I love the people that are involved with it. It's all one big family, and I'm so glad to be back in the family.
Well, I will tell you this. There were 7 guys at the last track said that you didn't belong there.
No, I bet if you asked them, they would not say that.
Yeah.
They actually came up to me. I'd have to say just about every one of them. Came up and welcomed me back, which was really pretty cool.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's great.
Lori, thank you so much for coming on this evening. And ladies and gentlemen, Lori Canister
is
back.
Thanks, Lori.
Going to be here all through 2008, new sponsor. And I'm telling you guys, look for some serious, serious numbers out of this gal. And look out, because without a doubt, there will be a new contender in town going for the world championship. Lori, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, guys. Let me know anytime.
I'll
be glad to come on.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. She came back ready, Stevie.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Right.
I've watched her run in the dragster, and I've watched her run the funny car, and I thought, this gal, she's a natural. She can drive anything. If it's got wheels on it, I don't care if it's a bicycle. You know, she set a record with a bike. It doesn't matter. Whatever she has, she can just she's just a natural competitor.
So we're going over to Top Fuel now.
Yeah, we talk about natural competitors. This guy, not only is he a natural competitor, but he's a character too. And like I say, Lori Canister made the comment that one of that's he's a, her hero, and I he's a lot of people's hero. Let me Clay Milligan. I'm really looking forward to talking to him myself.
All right, we'll be right back with Clay.